futures started the week on a softer note overall. U.S. beef exports lost some ground in August. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 8th of October. When all was said and done last week, negotiated cash fed cattle trade ended up mainly $3 to $4 higher on a live basis at $106 to $107 a hundredweight in the south and at $107 to $109 in the north. Dress trade was $5 higher at $170. Cattle futures closed mixed on Monday with pressure including firm grain prices and a sharp sell-off in lean hog futures. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed from an average of 28 cents lower to an average of 40 cents higher across a range of 10 cents to 90 cents higher, with the gains coming on both ends of the board. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 95 cents lower across a range of 27 cents lower in spot October to $1.37 lower. Wholesale beef values were lower on light demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 87 cents lower Monday afternoon at $211.09 a hundredweight. Select was $1 lower at $185.91. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly fractionally higher. Calves and feeder cattle continued to trade mainly steady to higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers and calves were selling steady to $2 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Feeder heifers were trading steady to $3 higher. There are an estimated 8,500 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, with 3,529 head, steers and heifers sold steady to $5 higher. For calves, there were instances of sharply higher on some weaned, lightweight types in good quality and condition. Finally, yearling feeder steers and heifers sold steady with instances of $2 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there were 1,995 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Monday on likely profit-taking and also defensiveness ahead of the week's scheduled trade talks between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 95 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 13 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 26 points. U.S. beef exports softened in August, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. In terms of volume, exports for the month of 114,119 metric tons were 4% less than the previous year's record large volume. Beef export value of $690.3 million was down 8%. For January through August, beef exports were 2% less in volume and 1% less in value at $5.44 billion. Beef export value per head of fed slaughter averaged $298.94 in August, down 7% from a year ago, while the January through August average was down 3% at $309.85 a head. Part of the monthly decline came with 9% fewer beef exports to South Korea than a year earlier in terms of volume, and 11% less for value at $157.4 million. For the year, however, U.S. beef exports to Korea are 8% ahead of the previous year's record pace for volume and 10% higher for value at $1.26 billion. Exports for the month were also 15% less to Japan on a volume basis and 22% less for value at $164.3 million. For January through August, exports to Japan were 3% below last year's pace in volume and 4% lower in value at $1.36 billion. The recent trade agreement between the two nations should help. Also important for domestic beef and cattle prices, U.S. pork exports were up significantly in August, 22% more than a year earlier for volume, and 19% more for value at $588.8 million. That helped push pork exports for January through August, 4% more for volume, and 1% more for value at $4.35 billion. Although still restrained by China's retaliatory duties, pork exports to the China-Hong Kong region were 3 times more than the previous year's volume, while value is up 160% at $137.6 million. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 8th of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.